我相信呢，就是说新的一年我们中间很多人都在期待着神给你的应许能够来实现。
So I believe in the new year, a lot of us are anticipating for the promises that God has prepared for us.
我相信你在生活里面有很多的期待。
I believe there's a lot of anticipation in your life.
你希望神呢成就你的期待。
And you hope that God will come and fulfill what is in your heart.
你现在新的这个一年开始的时候呢，你可能许愿，可能有这种盼望，说神啊，新的一年你为我成就这些事情。
So maybe in the new year you will have you are asking God for wishes, for hopes that in your life that He will come and do something to fulfill them.
那我不知道你过去曾经做过什么样的祷告。
I don't know what type of prayers you have done in the past.
或者你在生活里面有什么期许。
Or if there's any hopes that in your life.
那或者你为你的儿子女儿有很多的祷告。
Or maybe you have lots of prayers for your sons and daughters.
那包括我自己也为我的儿子女儿常常在祷告。
So even myself, I'm continuing to pray for my sons and daughters.
因为作为父母有很多的期望，也有很多的担心。
Because as a parent, we have a lot of worries and a lot of anticipation for our children.
那作为一个服侍神的人，我常常告诉自己不要忧虑，但是很多时候看到我的儿女在成长的过程里面，还会有忧虑。
So as a servant of God, I constantly reminding myself to not worry. But when I look at my children, I still have worries about as they growing up.
那有的人在财务方面。
Some people may have struggles in their finances.
有的人在健康方面。
Some people struggle with their health.
那有的人在婚姻家庭上。
Some people struggle with their marriage.
那有的人在为自己的梦想。
Some people are striving for their dreams.
那有的人是为了家人的这个这个永恒的救恩。
Some people may striving for the eternity for their families.
哎，就是说希望我的家人都能够信主，能够得救。
So they hope their family members will come to know the Lord.
那有的年轻人希望能够在这里立住脚，能够移民。
Some young people wanted to stay in Canada and stand firm in Canada.
有的想要找到好的工作。
Some people may want to find a better job.
那我不知道你的期许是什么。
I don't know what your hope and your wishes are.
那我觉得每一个人呢，就是说，在这个年初的时候呢，需要再次更新和神的一个关系。
So I believe that all of us need to renew our relationship with God in the beginning of the year.
那今天我讲的一个题目呢，就是我们流泪撒种的必要恍惚收割。
So my topic today is those who sow with tears will reap in joy.
我们昨天呢正好读到诗篇一百二十六篇。
So yesterday we were on Psalm 126.
那我在祷告的时候呢，我觉得神要感动我，借着这个诗篇呢要来讲，就是说怎么样来抓住神的应许。
So I believe Lord has moved me by this particular Bible verse, so that we will talk about sowing in tears.
我觉得在圣经的一年里面，每一个人都要在信心里面呢被鼓励，以至于抓住神的应许，直到看到神的应许实现在每一个人身上。
So in the new year, we will have hope in the Lord and we will grasp what He has for us.
啊，我们先读一下诗篇一百二十六篇。
So we'll just read Psalm 126.
当耶和华将那些被掳的人带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人，我们满口嬉笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说：耶和华为我们成就了大事，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。那带着流泪出去的，必要欢欢喜喜的带破鼓回来。英文也读一下。
When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dream. Our mouth was filled with laughter, our tongue with song of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." 读完。Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in Nebga. Those who sow in tears will reap it with song of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with song of joy, carrying thieves with him.
那这个圣经呢，就是说，写的背景呢，是当时被掳的人， 被巴比伦掳去的犹太人归回到西安，再次重建耶路撒冷，重建圣殿。
So the background was this particular verse is that the captives was exiled into Babylon and they were returning back to the land of Israel.
他为什么说像做梦的人？
Why do they say they are like people in dreams?
你知道做梦的人就像这个东西发生的时候，突然发现好像不是真实的。
So because they felt it's unreal to them.
那为什么他们觉得不是真实的？
How come they felt it's unreal?
因为他们受了很多的苦，可能他们已经失去了盼望。
Because they were under so much trials and tribulations, they lost their hope.
那另一方面呢？为什么是做梦的呢？因为神曾经给了他们应许，今天突然实现了，好像在梦里面。
So why are they in dreams? Because God has already promised that they will return to their land, and when it happens, it felt like a dream.
所以当你曾经接受神的应许，接受了以后呢，一直在期盼、期盼、期盼，后来好像盼望不到，已经放下了。
So sometimes when you receive a promise from God, you have hope for that, and it's been so long, it never fulfilled, and you lost your hope.
英文有句话就是 hope deferred make our heart sick.
So 英文就是说，如果那个就是梦想没有被成就的话，就让我们的心很痛苦。
好多人说就是说，最怕的不是失去信心，而是让人绝望。
So there's a saying that the worst thing happened is not to
lose
faith, but lose hope.
所以好多人呢，他当他信心没有的时候啊，就很难生活下去。
So when they lose a hope, they cannot go on.
Lose faith.
Faith, they cannot go on.
但是如果他们失去盼望呢，就真的绝望。
But when they lose hope, they became desperate.
那所以呢，在这个巴比伦，好多以色列人呢，他们知道神曾经有过应许，但是呢，现在处在这一个异国他乡，受人的欺压70年。
So for 70 years.The people from Zion was held in captive by the Babylonians in Babylon, so they lost their hope.
那虽然曾经神有过应许，通过耶利米先知呢有过应许说，我将来要把你们带回到你们的地上。
So even through the prophet Jeremiah has already prophesied that they will stay in the land for 70 years, and then after that they will return.
但是你在那七十年里面的时候呢，好多人已经过世了，新的一代又起来了。你不知道神的应许真的会实现吗
？So during the 70 years, people have died and generations come and go. So a lot of them lost hope. They don't know whether the promise will come or not.
但是呢，今天真的实现了。
But today it has fulfilled.
所以他们就像做梦的人。
So they are like people in dreams.
那我要给大家看看一些历史背景，就是说先知的预言，一直到这个他们真正谁带领他们回来，让大家有一个概念。
So I want to go to the scripture and show you what the background was and how the prophet prophesies about their exile and their return.
事实上，在这个七十年之前呢，就是说巴比伦攻打耶路撒冷，就是耶路撒冷沦陷以后呢。就是他们把一大批的以色列人就掳到巴比伦去，耶利米先知也在其中。
So during the exile, the king from the Babylon came and captured a lot of the people from Jerusalem to their country, so including Prophet Jeremiah.
那当时的耶利米先知呢在其中，我为什么要讲这个呢？这个非常重要，大家要知道这是神的话。写在那里。
So why do I have to mention this? Because I know this is the God's word written in the Bible.
那耶利米先知呢？当时处在一个非常进退两难的一个环境里。
So Prophet Jeremiah was in the situation that he could not go forward or backward.
因为当时的以色列人呢，要去依赖埃及，埃及是大国。因为巴比伦攻进来的时候呢，他们就要去依赖埃及。
Because people of Israel wanted to depend on Egypt, because Egypt was a big, powerful nation back then.
但是呢，神在耶利面前说，告诉他们不要依靠埃及人。
But God said to Jeremiah so that he can tell the people that do not go to Egypt, do not rely on the Egyptians.
说要他们呢，就是跟着巴比伦人走，就是要投降。
God want them to surrender to the Babylonians and go with them.
那他们中间呢，当时有一帮人就带不听耶利米，就开始帮抗。逃到埃及，最后被抓来全部杀掉。
So a group of men didn't listen to prophet Jeremiah, so they went to Egypt and they were killed.
事实上呢，就是耶利米也在去埃及的队伍里面，但是呢，他被抓回来的时候呢，巴比伦的人对他非常的尊敬，所以没有杀他。
So Jeremiah was also one of them who go to Egypt.
Yes. It's just he has to follow the leaders.
Okay. So he was among the people who went to Egypt, but he was later captured to Babylon. So, but people in the Babylonians were quite nice to him.
因为他们知道这是神的先知。
Because they knew that this is a prophet from God.
那他继续的发预言。
So he continued to prophesy.
他发预言的书呢，被一些假先知还有当时的王呢就烧掉。
So a lot of books that he wrote about the prophecies were burned by the kings and from the kings.
把他下在井里。
And he was also thrown into a well.
关起来。
He was locked up.
最后他就是烧掉的那个，他又写了一卷。
So the books that they were burned, he wrote another.
Wrote another one.
Oh, okay.
最后让他们把这个书卷呢送到巴比伦。
So he asked them to send the scroll that he wrote to the Babylonians.
那其中一些呢，我们今天要读一下。
So some of them we have to read today.
我们要知道，就是神的话写在那里。
We have
清清楚楚写在那里。
So we have to know clearly that the word of God is written in there.
但是呢，需要一段时间的一个等候。
But it needs a time of a waiting period.
那我们看看耶利米呀，就是耶利米书二十五章。
So we'll go to Jeremiah, chapter 25.
当时就是巴比伦人攻进来的时候呢，神让耶利米呢就发这个预言。
So it was prophesied when the Babylonians came.
犹大约西亚的儿子约雅敬。第四年，就是巴比伦王尼布查尼家的元年，耶和华用犹大众民的话临到耶利米。大家可以来看那个英文。If you English speaking, you read those English ones. We will not read in English. Maybe you read. Yeah, I see. Clear. Yeah.
The word came to Jeremiah concerning all the people in Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah.King of Judah, who was the first year of. Oh, that's a hard one. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
Nebuchadnezzar.
So Jeremiah the prophet said to the people of Judah and to all those living in Jerusalem, for 23 years, from the 13th year of Josiah, king of Ammon, king.Of Judah until this very day, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And through the Lord has sent all his servants, the prophet, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid any attention. They said, Turn now each of you from your evil ways and your evil practices, and you can stay in the land the Lord gave to you and your father.Forever and ever. Do not follow other gods or serve and worship them. Do not provoke me to anger with what your hands have made. Then I will not harm you. But you did not listen to me, declares the Lord, and you have provoked me with what your hands have made, and you have brought harm to yourselves. Therefore the Lord Almighty said this, because you have not listened to my words.I will summon all the people from the north, and my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, declare the Lord, and I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all the surrounding nations. I will completely destroy them and make them an object of horror and scorn and everlasting ruin. I will banish them from the sounds of joy and gladness, the voice of the bride and the bridegroom, the sound of milestones and the light of the lamp. This whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nations, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and will make it desolate forever. I will bring upon the land all the things I have spoken against it, all that are written in this book, and prophesied by Jeremiah against all nations. They themselves will be enslaved by many nations and great kings. I will redeem you.
这里呢，中文就是讲到呢，特别我们看到就是说，在这个耶利米先知呢说，因为以色列人呢拜别的偶像，拜假神，完了呢不听神的话，干很多坏事情呢，最后成就让北方的民族，就是从巴比伦那边过来的，要做这些事情。但是呢，神应许借着耶利米，这里呢写的非常清楚，70年以后。
So people in Israel was against the Lord. They did not listen to the Lord and they worship other gods. So it says clearly in 70 years, they will go into exile.
神会刑罚巴比伦。
And people from the north will come and capture them, but for 70 years they will return. And God will punish the Babylonians.
那在29章我们也可以看看，29章另一段。 预言就讲到呢，先知耶利米从耶路撒冷寄信与庇鲁的祭司先知和众领并僧从的长老，就是尼布甲尼撒，从耶路撒冷旅到巴比伦去的。等我读完以后，我们再。他祭撒方的儿子伊利亚撒和希勒家的儿子祭玛里的首祭取，他们二人是犹大王西底家打发从巴比伦去见尼布甲尼撒王的。 信上说：“望穷之耶和华以色列的神对一切被掳去的，就是我是他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人，如此说：你们要盖造房屋，住在其中，栽种田园，吃其中所产的，娶妻生儿女，为你们的儿子娶妻，使你们的女儿嫁人，生儿养女，在那里生养众多，不知减少。我说是你们被掳到的那城。” 你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说：不要被你们中间的先知和丈夫的迷惑，也不要听信自己所做的梦，因为他们托我的名对你们说假预言，我并没有差遣他们，这是耶和华说的。耶和华如此说：被巴比伦锁定的70年满了以后。 我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩典，使你们仍回此地。好，你读一下英文的，读到第10节。So
Jeremiah 29, verse 1 to 10. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Isaiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests. The prophet and all the people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim and the queen mother, the court officials, and the leader of the Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the artisans had gone into exile from Jerusalem. He entrusted the letter to Elisha, son of Shaphan, and to Jemiah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zechariah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. He said, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, said to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle them, plant gardens and eat what they produce, marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your son and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in numbers that do not decrease. Also seek peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and the diviners among you to deceive you. Do do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For,
okay. 就是在这里又是预言，就是七十年以后。那个时候呢，以色列就是分三批被巴比伦掳到。
So this again prophesies about the 70 years. So back then they were divided into three groups into exile.
这三个时期，最后一个时期呢是公元前609年。
So all three phases. Like,
yes, three phases.
So they were divided into three phases. So the last phase was 600 before BC.
609 before BC. 那这个时候呢，耶利米就是要让他们呢在那个地方去安心的生活。
So Prophet Jeremiah want them, those people, to have a life in the land.
你知道耶利米当时是非常难的，因为在好多人看来他是一个卖国贼。
So it's quite hard for Jeremiah because a lot of people think of him as a traitor.
就像抗日战争的时候，有一个人他说，上帝说要你们投降日本，完了以后呢，到日本好好的生活。
Just like during the Chinese War, like when someone may say to another Chinese, okay, go and surrender to Japan and live in Japan.
你想想他会被怎么样对待
？Just imagine what he will be treated.
当然，这个抗日战争那个并不是说神要我们去跟日本发动的战争，那不是神的心意。
So of course it wasn't like that during the war for us in Japan. So it wasn't a war from God's heart.
但是呢，作为先知的话，这是很难的。
But as a prophet, it's a hard thing.
因为他必须要说神的话。
Because he has to say this from the Lord.
因为神在天上做事情。让先知在地下说话。
Because God is doing things in heaven and send the prophet to speak.
那他是裁派了这个巴比伦人来，当时来惩罚以色列。
He sent the Babylonians to come and punish those who are in Israel.
这是他要做的。
It's the thing that he has to do.
那先知呢？先知讲了这一切之后呢，就说七十年之后他要把他们带回来。
So prophet already spoken that after 70 years they will return.
那所以十一节、十二节呢，就是很有名的连接，就是说耶和华说，我知道我向你们说坏的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降
灾祸的意念，是要叫你们幕后有指望。So the verse 11 and 12, which are very famous, so it's about God's plan for us is not to harm us, but to give us hope and prosperity.
所以你们要呼求我、祷告我，我就应允你们。
So pray and seek me, and I will listen.
那这里就讲到呢，就是说你们寻求我，要专心寻求我，就必寻见。
So you will find me if you seek me with all your heart.
耶和华说，我必被你们寻见。
And I will be found.
我也必使你们被掳的人归回。
I will be found by you and bring you back from captivity.
见你们从各国中，我所赶你们去到各处找聚起来，又将你们带回我说是你们被掳离开的地方，这是耶和华说的。
I will gather you from the nations and places where I have banished you. I will bring you back to the place from which I carry you into exile, declares the Lord.
十五节讲的，你们说耶和华在巴比伦为我们兴起先知。
So verse 15 it says, there were prophets sent and during exile. You may say the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon.
那就说这个时候呢，那神说呢，我的意念是赐平安的意念。
So God says my plan for you is for peace. Yes.
那好多人就有这个矛盾。
So you may have this contradiction in your mind.
那神为什么发预言要让这个巴比伦来惩罚以色列？
How come God prophesies so that Babylonian will come and punish Israel?
那好多人在读旧约的时候觉得这个耶和华是一个非常苍凉的神。
So a lot of people when they read about the Old Testament, they think God as a very cruel God.
但是事实上呢，就是说神的意念是赐平安的意念。
But indeed, the plans for God and for us is to give us hope and victory.
那问题出在哪里？
Where is the problem?
问题出在就像前面的预言里面，他们不拜耶和华，在拜偶像。
The problem is that because they did not worship God, but they worship the idols.
他们不仅仅是拜偶像，那个时候马拿西的年代，他们会把他们的孩子焚烧了献给拜偶像。
Not only to worship God, but they also burn their own children to worship those gods.
随着拜偶像而来的好多淫乱的风气。
So along with the worshiping, they also have a lot of the idolatry.
很多欺压。
And a lot of the oppression.
富人把穷人的土地全拿走。
So the rich man will take the lands from the poorer people.
就是拜偶像随着而来的是好多的，就是撒旦的作为。
So idol worship brings a lot of the evil acts from the devil's side.
那好多时候是就是有人康圣经的时候觉得我们的神是一个很小气的神。
So sometimes people read the Bible and think our God is a very narrow-minded God.
他说为什么不行大一点，让他们都拜别的也可以吗？
How come you do not open your heart and allow your people to worship other gods?
那不是说我们的神心小。
It's not.Our God it has a narrow heart.
而在圣经里面讲呢，他是一个妒忌的神，有个妒忌的爱在。
So in the Bible says he's a jealous God.
那如果一个爱你的人没有妒忌的话呢，他是有问题。
So if someone who loves you and do not have jealousy, that will be.
如果你的丈夫爱你，但是呢，你跟另外一个男人混来混去呢，他说没有问题，他是不爱你。
So if your husband loves you, but he doesn't care if you.Mingle with other men, then he doesn't love you.
如果你的爸爸爱你，但是呢，你到所有的人面前都叫他爸爸，你爸爸是不爱你。
If your father loves you, but you call every other man your fathers, then your father does your real father do not love.
因为我们的神是真的父亲，真的创造
主的神，
所以他是妒忌的神。
Because our God is the real father, so that's why he's jealous.
他知道那个人让你叫他爸爸，他并不是。
So the other person wants you to call him father because he's not your real father. He's here to harm you, not to love you.
所以在耶利米书第一章就开始说的，诸天呢都要惊奇，因为我的名就是做了两件错事。
So that's what it was declared on the first verse of Jeremiah says, the whole earth has to listen because my people has done two things wrong.
第一个，他说他们拜偶像就是为自己做出了不能盛水的池子。
So one thing is that they were worshiping the idols, so they are making a well that cannot contain water.
就是他们在骗自己，因为你做一个池子是不能盛水的，你不要做它。
So they are making a lie for themselves. They are digging a well, but it cannot contain any water.
所以拜假神和偶像是这个问题。
So if you worship the false idol, so that would be the problem.
随之而来的就是惩罚。
So the next thing comes is punishment.
惩罚并不是说神喜欢惩罚。
It's not that God wants to punish us.
而是说神的规律，神的道必然要惩罚。
But that's the law of God. That's how it comes.
所以在这个圣经里面，旧约里面呢，他讲这个 evil 是邪恶和罪恶是一个词。
So that's why in the Bible, the evil and
邪恶
and
或者说是灾难，灾难和邪恶。
Evil and disasters are the same word.
所以它是这个地方，其实原来的文字里面就用了，因为你们做这些 evil， 所以那个 evil from the north， 北方的邪恶就来到你们这里。
Okay, that's why it says in the original text, because you have done this evil, so the evil from the north will come and attack you.
就是因为你的心是 evil， evil 就来了。
Because your heart is evil, so you attract evil.
这是神的律。
That's the law.
所以，但是神呢？我们的神呢？他说 ，I'm responsible.
Our God says 我来负责。
Because I'm the creator of heaven and earth.
因为我是造天地的主。
所以现在好多人呢，在讲这个道的时候，不讲神的公义。
So a lot of people nowadays, when you talk about our God, they do not talk about His righteousness.
他的道必然有审判。
But his righteousness will come and judge us.
那今天我们基督徒之所以是基督徒，我们是因为他的审判，审判在耶稣的身上。
As the Christians, because the judgments are on Jesus.
不是说我们不应该被审判。
Not that we do not need to be judged.
我们非常应该被审判。
Very surely we need to be judged, but.
但是呢，审判在耶稣的身上。
But all the judgments came upon Jesus.
那这就是神的爱真正的彰显，是说审判在耶稣的身上。
So that's how God, the love of God, revealed to us, so that our punishment is on Jesus.
他的儿子来承担，这就是爱。
His only son came and buried all of this.This is love.
那所以当我读到这个耶利米书这些的时候，你就发现神要惩罚，又最后又说又要惩罚巴比伦，又要是我的意念是赐平安的意念，好多人骗不过的。
So when you read about all this about exile into Babylon for 70 years and about the punishment and also punishment of the north, a lot of people cannot like rationalize this.
神的意念永远是赐平安的。
So the will of God is always planned to prosper you.
但是神要保护他们，但是他们不听。
God want to protect them, but they did not listen.
神要看护他们，但是他们不祷告。
He want to care for them, but they do not pray. They did not pray.
所以他说：“你们要呼求我，祷告我，就应允你们；你们要寻求我，要专心寻求我，就必寻见。”
So that's why he says, if you call upon me and come to me and pray, I will listen. And if you seek me with all your heart, I will be found.
那不是上帝不保护他们、不爱他们，而是他们不听，也不寻求。
It's not that God did not protect them. It's because they didn't come to Him and seek Him.
所以在过去的时候，他们做那些坏事的时候，神就差派先知去。
So when the things they did in the past, when they sinned against the Lord, God sent the prophets.
像以赛亚。
Prophet Isaiah.
但以理。
And Prophet Daniel.
啊，那个旧约里面还有以利亚、以利沙。
And Elijah and Elijah.
那以赛亚呢是被锯去死。
So Prophet Isaiah was sawed in half.
因为他是特别重要的一个先知，所以以色列人败坏到这种程度，上帝才派人来告诉他们你们要做什么，他们不听。
So that's how evil they were. God sent a prophet to go amongst them to declare the judgment, but they saw him in half.
其实今天也是一样，今天神让好多的东西彰显出来，就告诉世人你们要警醒了。
So nowadays it's the same. God has revealed a lot of things to us because He want us to awake.
那极大的救恩在你们的面前，但是呢，你们不悔改，那就更大的问题就要临到你们。
So the salvation only given to you, but if you do not repent and turn to Him, punishment will come.
你有科学的证据吗
？Do you want a scientific evidence?
现在挪亚方舟的那个遗迹已经发现了，在亚拉拉山。
So the Noah's Ark already been found on the mountain.
阿拉拉，it's on the Turkey. And also, 另外的呢，就说是这个，你们要寻找科学的证据吗？现在这个丁埃杰玛就发现，人类就是从一个男人一个女人来的，而且这个女人就是你的男人来的。现在丁埃的杰玛，嘣就走到一个男人。
So if you want a scientific evidence, so by DNA, so we found out all men come from a woman and a man, and a woman comes from a man.
现在 DNA decoding 就是这样发现。
So that's what the finding of DNA decoding is right now.
那这些就是先知在讲话。
So this is the prophet speaking.
那先知讲话你不听的时候，你下面要做什么
？So if prophet speaks and you do not listen, what will happen?
那所以呢，就是说，这个以色列人被巴比伦人惩罚，在先知已经预言了，因为他们不听。
So the exiles, is already been prophesied by the prophet.
但是70年过后以后呢，神要带他们回来。
So after 70 years, God will bring them back.
在15节讲到了，你们说耶和华在巴比伦为我们兴起先知，其实他们有一个祈求，就是在巴比伦希望神再次的兴起先知。
So you may say that God has raised up prophets for us in Babylon because they want a prophet to go with them.
那前面的先知讲话他们不听，后面他们又要升兴起先知。
So the previous prophets they did not listen, and yet they want God to raise up prophets
那为什么呢？
Why?
当人在受苦的时候，人谦卑下。
So people can only be humbled by their trials and tribulations.
他就说：“神啊，我还是要听你。”
I say, Oh God, I still have to listen to you.
我还是要被拯救。
I want to be saved.
他们要先知。
They want the prophets.
那神也确确实实给他们在巴比伦兴起一位先知。
And indeed, God has raised up a prophet for them in.
这就是先知但以理。
So that's Prophet Daniel.
我们读一下《但以理书》第九章。
So we read Daniel chapter 9.
我们就读一下第一节，到这个第五节。
So verse 1 to 5.
马代祖亚哈随鲁的儿子大力武立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年。我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满，我便进食。披马蒙灰，定义献主神祈求、祈祷、恳求。我向耶和华我的神祈祷、认罪，说：主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主、守主诫命的人，守约施慈爱。我们犯罪作孽，心恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章，没有听从你众仆人、众先知，奉你名向我们君王、首领、列祖和国中一切百姓说的话。主啊，你是公义的，我们是脸上蒙羞的。后面就说，但以理呢就拼命祷告神来带他的民族来认罪悔改，求神来饶恕。但以理这个时候呢，发现耶利米的书的时候呢，大概就是70年要亡的时候。
So Prophet Daniel was after he found out the prophecy from Jeremiah is nearly to the end of the 70 years of exile. So he was here to weep and cry.On behalf of Israel to return their hearts to God.
因为他是先知呢，他是学者，就研究但以理书的时候呢，研究耶利米书的时候，发现耶利米的预言在里面。
Because he is also a prophet, so when he learned, when he studied the words from Jeremiah, he knows that this is from God, and 70 years is already, near to the end.
那后来呢，他就祷告。
So he prayed.
祷告一直到。这个时候呢，大概是公元前538年的时候。
So it's about 580 years BC, around this time.
538 years.
38.
那我们就读一下《以斯拉记》第一章。
So we're also going to read Isra, chapter 1.
那个时候呢，神就兴起了以斯拉这些人。
So by then, God has raised up people like Isra.
以斯拉书第一章第一节。
So verse 1, chapter 1, verse
1,
Isra.
波斯王乌列元年，耶和华要应验祭，是耶利米先知所说的话，就激动波斯王乌列的心，使他下同告全国说，波斯王乌列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又祝福我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间方作他子民的可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿。读一下第一节到第三节。
So in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the hearts of the Cyrus king of Persia to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put in writing. This is what Cyrus king of Persia says.The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you, may his God be with him, and let him go to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem.
谢谢。那以斯拉还有后来的尼希米呢，就是真正把以色列人带出去。带出巴比伦，那时候，但以理应该就可能已经过世了。但以理在写但以理书的时候，大概是80多岁。
So God had raised up Isra and Nehemiah. So by then, probably the prophet Daniel has passed away. When he wrote the book of Daniel, he was about in his 80s.
那这里呢，讲到就是说神呢激动古列王的心。波斯王乌列的心，他就说这个天上的神要他要建造耶路撒冷的圣殿，他是一个不信主的人，不信耶和华的人，是一个外邦的君王， 是波斯王。
So the king of Persia, even though he is, he does not believe in what Israel believes, but he said God has moved him to build a temple in Jerusalem.
那这里怎么突然又出现波斯王呢？
How come he comes to a Persian king now?
那这就是神很大的作为。
So it's a mighty act by God.
巴比伦王就知道70年以后呢，就是波斯帝国就兴起。
Because after 70 years, the Persian, the nation of Persia arrives.
波斯帝国呢，就把巴比伦帝国就灭掉。
So Persians, they attacked the Babylonians and took over.
那这些是些历史，有时候讲起来觉得没有那么黑暗色，但是非常重要，要知道神的作为在历史上。
So this is all history, and sometimes may sound dry, but we have to know that it's a God has written all of this history.
那最主要的呢，要让大家知道神讲的话呢，他必然会成就。
So we want to know that when God speaks, He will come and fulfill.
他成就的时候呢，是你所看不见。
So when He fulfills it, it's not something you can be seen.
在巴比伦王那么强盛的时候，过那么强盛，把以色列人全部的带出他们的家园，以色列人能看到有一天巴比伦帝国会没落吗？
So in the height of the Babylonian nation, when they come and took all the Israel into exiles, can they see the fall of the Babylonians?
巴比伦当时的帝国，巴比伦把埃及都吃掉。
So even the Babylon came and took over Egypt.
你知道埃及当时是多么的强大吗？
Do you know how mighty the nation was for Egypt?
但是巴比伦就被波斯帝国给灭了。
And yet the Persian took over Babylon.
那这就是神的作为。
So this is from God.
那这个波斯帝国当时的这个版图后来非常非常，波斯帝国呢，起源一个民族叫做伊朗，
so Persian,
就是现在的伊朗。
Okay, so Persian is from Iranian. Iran.
那个是英文里面叫 Iran,
so, Iran. Iran, okay, so that's what the English word
is.
Iran.
哦，伊拉 ，sorry, 伊拉，现在他们叫 Iran, 对吧？那个字叫伊拉 ，yes, 伊拉。
伊拉 ，so back then it was called 伊拉，
中文里面就换成伊朗的体现了啊。那这个小小的民族起来以后呢，他把麻袋先吃掉，后来把波斯帝国其实也全拿下了。
麻袋。
麻袋。
So the little nation came and took over the Medes, and then later on to
take over Persian.
Persian, yes. No, so, Persian took over the Babylon.
Listen, Elam take away Medes and the Persian, but they call them Persian Empire.
Okay.
所以后来建立了波斯帝国。
So they have this nation of Persia.
但是其实他们自己这个民族不叫他们是波斯人。
But indeed, they do not call themselves Persians.
他们有另外一个名字。
They have another name.
他们是我们是那个名字的意思呢？我们是尊贵的民族。
So the meaning of their name is we are an honorable nation, people.
那有时候外人叫他是一回事，他自己叫自己的另一回事。
So sometimes it's different when you call yourself, then others call you.
所以以色列人呢，那时候人家叫他 Hebrews。
So yeah, people call them for Israel Hebrews back then.
其实是一个绰号，是一个不尊敬的词。
It's actually a nickname for them. It kind of despises them.
所以我们外面的人有时候叫我们的时候，叫一些名字呢是一回事情，我们自己叫我们自己另一回事。
So some people may call others our names, but we call ourselves some kind of different.
所以这个伊朗这个民族小小的民族呢，兴起来把麻袋波斯吃掉，最后把巴比伦全吃掉。
So little people from Iran, Iran came and then they took over all these nations, including Persia.
那东边的版图一直到印度。
So to the east, extending to India.
那西面呢，一直到Macedonia, 就是希腊。
So on the west, extend all the way to Greece.
南面一直到埃及。
So to the south, to all the way to Egypt.
所以谁知道这样一个小小的民族呢，他会把巴比伦吃掉。
So how can you imagine a small nation like that will took over the whole Babylon?
这是神的作为。
It's an act of God.
那今天的这个帝国兴衰，美国怎么样，中国怎么样，都在神的手里。
So So nowadays when you read about how USA is and how China is, it's all in the hands of God.
所以你对这些敌国不要抱太大的希望。
Do not bring your hopes on these nations.
都在神的手里。
It's all in the hands of God.
但是你看到呢，神就是通过耶利米呢就发预言。
But you see that God has prophesied through Jeremiah.
那以色列呢就说要被掳70年归回。
They will take into captive for 70 years, and after that they will return.
他也预言呢，就是巴比伦必让灭亡，被波斯帝国要灭掉。
So he also prophesies that the Babylonians will be destroyed by the Persians.
以色列要回归。
And Israel will return.
那还有更详细的预言，关于巴比伦怎么样来毁灭。我今天不讲。
And there are even more details on how Babylonians will be destroyed in their prophecies, but I will not go into that.
现在巴比伦的皇宫在尼尼微那个地方呢，那个废墟呢，跟耶利米发的预言一模一样，说那个地方呢，野兽出没的地方。
So,
要变成野兽出没的地方。
So the ruins of the Babylonians in the city of Nineveh is the same as what the prophet Jeremiah has prophesied in his prophecy.
杰罗麦亚的书里面呢，你可以读到另一段，他就预言到就是这个巴比伦呢，将来会变成一个无人烟的地方。
So in the prophecy it says Babylon will become a place with a desolate place with no people or animals living on that.
考古学家现在发现有好多的照片，那个地方就是人不没人烟。
So now the archaeologists have found a lot of the evidence that in that ruins nobody will go there.
那今天将这些一切呢，就是要告诉大家，神给了一个应许的时候呢，很多时候我们要流泪撒主。
So what my message today is that when God has given you a promise, you have to sow in tears.
后来呢，必要欢呼收割。
And later you will reap with joy.
你想想，所以那个诗篇126篇呢，他说：“当我们回到西安的时候，像做梦的人，满口嬉笑。”
So this read Psalm 126. When they return, they were like people in dreams. They were happy.
流泪撒种的必要欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears will reap with joy.
是，弟兄姐妹，神给你一个应许。今天神有在耶稣基督里面有很多的应许，关于你自己，关于你的孩子，关于你的家人，关于这个国家的应许。
So there's a lot of promises in the Bible for you, for your family, for your children, for our nations.
但是在这个过程里面，要看到应许实现，是有一个过程。
So it's a process that we see how the promise will come and fulfill. It's a process.
是一个流泪撒种的过程。
It's a process of sowing in tears.
弟兄姐妹，好多时候我们立刻要看到今天这个神的应许实现。
Sometimes we want to see, okay, right now the promise of God will fulfill.
但是呢，好多时候等啊等啊，还是没有实现。
So sometimes we wait and wait and we don't see anything happen.
但是我们从神的话语里面可以看到，神有他的做法。
From the word of God, He has a way.
圣经里面讲呢，就是说以色列人晓得神的作为，摩西明白神的法则。
Bible says the Israelite knows the way of God and
not the acts.
Acts of God, but Moses knows the way of God.
那就说以色列的呢，常常要看到神迹，神给他们先一个一个的神迹，但是摩西呢，知道神的道路。
So Israelite knows wants the act from God, like how He come and do things, but Moses know the ways of God.
神今天让我们基督徒呢，不仅仅是要成为看神迹的人，要成为知道神的道的人。
So as a Christian today, we don't want to be just witness to miracles and wonders. We want to be in His truth.
Truth and the ways.
Ways, yeah.
那神的道就是一条道路。
His way is a way.
这个道路呢要走。
It's a way. It's a road that we have to walk on.
那天晚上我们查经的时候，就查到八福，说是什么样的人有福呢？说是温柔的人有福了，他要承受地土。
So the other day we were doing our Bible study and we learned about the 8 blessings. So those who are meek will be blessed, for the land will be theirs.
好多人都想要这个土地。
So a lot of people want to have land.
怎么说？为什么谦卑的人有土？这个温柔的人会得到土地呢？
And how come only the meek will inherit the earth?
就搞不懂。
They don't understand that. They didn't understand that.
最后搞懂了。
Later on, they finally get it.
怎么样成为一个强是个温柔的人呢
？How do you become a person of like meek person?
哦，你从一个骄傲的人走到一个一个非常的柔和的人，是一条道路。
So from a person of pride and then become a humble is a process.
好多时候要流泪。
A lot of times you have to weep.
弟兄姐妹，好多人今天看到我的时候，觉得我是一个柔和的人，我是一个谦卑的人。
So a lot of people when they see me today, they think of me as meek and soft.
好多人对我震惊。
A lot of people said that to me.
我其实不知道我有多谦卑，多柔和。
I don't know how humble I am or how like meek I am.
但是我曾经为我的谦卑天天在祷告。
But I used to pray daily for my own humbleness.
我曾经是一个非常非常骄傲的。
I was very a proud person.
大家也听到过我的一些故事。
And probably you have heard my stories before.
到教会里面羞辱牧师。
So I was there in the church to insult the pastors.
我有我自己很多的看法想法。
And I have a lot of my own understandings and judgments.
啊，对人没有温柔之说。
So when I talk to people, I do not have I don't have this meekness in my heart.
但是后来流了很多的泪。
But later on, I wept.
那你说流泪的这些过程，你觉得我喜欢吗
？Do you think I like the period of my weepings?
啊，你以为我就非常清楚他跟我将来的应许有关系吗
？Do you think I know that clearly that God's promises for me?
Is it related to my tears? No. 我当时的祷告就是希望这一切。负面的事情都不要发生在我的身上。
So my prayer was that none of these negative things will ever happen in my life.
我要成为神的好仆人。
I want to be a servant of God, good servant of God.
我要有影响力。
I want to be influential.
我要让好多人得救。
I want a lot of people to come and save.
我一讲到神迹奇事就罪证。
So when I preach and signs and miracles will happen.
我一讲到世人就悔改。
So when I preach,
他们在地悔改。
So I preach.People will come and repent and kneel down.
哦，我想到我的太太就是非常的温柔、漂亮的太太。
So when I thought about my wife, she will be very beautiful and very gentle.
但是呢，神给我的好多的 tears.
But God gave me a lot of tears.
我要让大家举手的话，大家可能就会不太敢举，但是会就好多流泪的。
So if I ask people to raise their hands if they have cried,
所以弟兄姐妹，温柔的人有福了，他要承受土地。
So brothers and sisters, blessed are those who are meek; they will inherit the earth.
从骄傲、不理解人到温柔，这是一条路。
So from the pride to person of understanding is a process.
在这个过程里面呢，就是要抓住主。
So in the process, we need to hold on to the hand of God.
那不断的来求耶稣的恩惠怜悯。
And continue to ask for the mercy from Jesus.
就是这样，信仰很简单。
That's all. That's how simple faith is.
我们有年轻人很快可能要结婚。
So we have young people who are getting married soon.
踏上红地毯的第一天，有好多的向往。
So they may have a lot of fantasies.
那所以呢，下面我们祷告，所有年轻人结婚以后，他们的流泪呢是幸福的眼泪。
So bless all those people who are going into marriage that their tears will be tears of joy.
但是这里讲到呢，就是流泪撒种。
So now it says the verse says those who sow in tears.
所以今天我们不管经历什么样的这个痛苦。内心或者外面的痛苦，身体的痛苦。
So no matter what kind of trouble that you are in, maybe your physical body or any other trials in your life.
今天当我们进入婚姻的时候，神有一个应许。
So as we enter into our marriage, God has a promise for us.
神说，二要成为一体。
So God says two will become one flesh.
他要成为一个家庭。
They will become a one family.
这是应许。
It's a promise.
神赐给我们儿女呢，是应许。他说，儿女是你的产业。
So the children from God is also your promise, is your inheritance.
啊，他生个儿女也是有很多的地上天上的应许。
And as the children of God, we have a lot of inheritance, both heaven and on earth.
但是在这个过程里面，我们要抓住神。
But during this process, we need to hold on to God.
以色列人经历着70年的，70年被放逐，流落他乡。
So Israel has went through the 70 years in exile.
那我们的祷告呢？希望不要是七十年。
So our prayer is that not 70 years long.
我们希望不是7年。
Not 7 years.
我们希望它是7个月。
We hope
that's 我们开战来祷告。
We hope it's 7 months.
我们在祷告的过程里面呢，我们让神临时来坐在我们身上的时候呢，我们说神啊，愿你尊伟大。
So we have to pray and then.And said that God may you increase.
但这个过程里面，就是我们要来不断的来相信神的恩典。
So in the process, we need to continue to trust in His mercy.
如果神能够让以色列整个民族来回归
，If God can allow, allow Israel to return.
神让他在你身上的这个应许实现，真的是一个小彩礼。
So for your own promise to become fulfilled is a very tiny thing for God.
It's a piece of cake, a peanut. 真的。
That's for sure.
那我们中间也有很多的见证，一个一个都会出来，一个一个都会出来。
So a lot of us will have testimonies, and one by one they will come fulfill your promises.
对，我一下就看到那个凯文和温迪那时候，不知道今天你们愿意不愿意奉献，我就简单的奉献一下。就那时候回中国的时候，真的不容易。
So I want to share about testimony from Wendy and Kevin. So I don't know whether they want to share, but it was very difficult for them to deport it from Canada.
但是呢，我们一起去找先知。
But then we go and seek for a prophet.
那先知说呢？神让他们回去有任务。
But Prophet said that there is a mission for them in China.
但是呢，巴拉会带他们回来。
But after the mission is completed, God will bring them back.
带他们回来的第一个主日，我记得凯文就碰到也没有先知教教会。
So on the first day that they returned, they met the Prophet who prophesied, Prophet Emil.
所以当时凯文说了一句话，他做梦。
And Kevin said one word. He said, "Oh, I feel I'm having dreams."
真的是这样。
It was like that.
那我们中间很多的这样的见证都要出来。
And a lot of testimony like that will happen in our church.
你要看到你的儿子翻转。
You will see the changes in your sons.
你的女儿改变。
Your daughters.
你的经济改变。
And your finances.
你的婚姻改变。
And your marriage.
感谢主，我们一起来起立，好不好
？Praise the Lord, and we rise.
主啊，是的，主，你能够让以色列人按照你的应许回归。
Yes, Lord, you can let the Israelites return to their land according to your promise.
虽然他们在巴比伦的时候不知道能不能看见希望。
Even though while they were in Babylon, they have no hope.
但是你最终成就了。
But in the end, you have fulfilled.
你在中间也兴起了像但以理这样的先知。
And in the midst, you rise up prophet like Daniel.
相信也有其他的人在为以色列人祷告。
There may be other people who are praying and interceding for the Israelites.
最终让这个预言来成就。
In the end, the prophecy fulfilled.
主，我们今天再次的也抓住你给我们的应许。
Today we want to grasp all the promises that you have for us, Lord.
你在我们家庭，在我们的身体，在我们的各方面的应许都要成就。
In our life, in our marriage, in our physical bodies, all of your promises will come and fulfill.
在这个过程里面，你赐给我们信心。
In the process, give us the faith.
让这个十字架背起来不是那样的难。
So that the cross on our back is not as heavy as we thought.
因为你和我们同在。
Because you are with us.
主啊，十分钟，再次的为每一个弟兄姐妹献上感恩。
So we pray and give thanks for each and every one of us.
我鼓励大家现在把你的一些期许，你的祷告带到主的面前。
So I encourage you to bring your own anticipation, your wishes, before the Lord.
你祷告主怎么样，在哪一方面有给你什么样的这个力量，什么样的特质，比如说忍耐，比如说是信心，神要给你什么样的这样的特质来能够 endure。
And also ask God for the characteristics that you can have, the characteristics that you wanted to have, so that you can endure the hardship.
大家可以有几分钟的祷告。
You can have a few minutes to pray.
在那个时期，有一群人没有接收到他们的应许。
So during those periods, there are people who have not never received the promise.
就是那一批不听先知跑到埃及的。
Those are the people who did not listen to the prophets and ran to Egypt.
他们认为埃及很强大，他可以依靠。
Because they thought Egypt was strong and they can find shelter.
他们没有依靠神，要依靠埃及。
我们唯一
要做的就是相信神的话。
The only thing we needed to do is to believe in the word of God.
按照他的去做。
And do what according to the Bible, according to His words.
圣经上讲，他说他的话是不难做的。
Bible says His words are not hard to do. His commands are not hard to do.
他的话就是让我们要有忍耐。
His words are so that we can have perseverance.
要宽恕。
Forgiveness.
要忠心。
Faithfulness.
其实都不难做的。
And these things are not hard to do.
他没有让我们去担当很重的担子。
He was never asked us to bear heavy burdens.
他没有让我们去去要去什么打仗。
He never sent us to battle.
他说的都是能做的。
All the things that he said is doable.
他让你要 forgive, 宽恕别人。
He wants you to forgive others.
宽恕别人容易，打仗容易。
Is it easier to forgive others or easier to go into a battle?
他让你呢，就是 slow to anger, 就是慢慢的发怒。
So he says, slow to anger.
不发怒容易还是？不发怒的那个效果好，还是发怒的效果好？大家衡量一下。
So just wage in your heart whether it's better to get angry or not to get angry.
把你有的给出去。
So give what you have.
你等到你没有的时候，别人给你，还是有的时候你给别人，哪一个容易？
Do you is it easier to give or when you have nothing left and someone give it to you? Which is easier?
所以你要选择。
So you have to make a choice.
选择忠心在一个教会，在小事上面忠心。
So it's a choice whether you submit in the small things in a church.
还是你要跑来跑去要做大事。
Or you want to run around and do great things.
那其实呢，神要我们做小事忠心。
But indeed, God wants us to be faithful in the little things.
神是很有趣的。
God is interesting.
他说：“你做小事，小事忠心，大事就托管给你。”
He says, "If you are faithful in the little things, He will give you the bigger things."
好多人先做大事，好高骛远，最后什么也做不了。
A lot of people want to do great things right in the beginning and they have accomplished nothing.
所以什么的事情都是很简单。
So things from God is very simple.
圣经里面他说他要我做的是不难的。
So the Bible says those who he want us to are not hard things to do.
他让你星期天、星期六来做以色列人守安息日，我们现在星期天来敬拜。
So they want the Israel to observe the Sabbath. So back then once was on Saturday, but now we're doing it on Sunday.
那休息容易还是工作容易？
Is it easier to get rested?
是那里要休息。
Or work. So of course we need to be rested.
哇，所以有时候我们真的是有罪的。
So a lot of times we are sinners.
所以我们就是来到主的面前，唱的主让我们做的很简单。他让我们休息来敬拜他，让家庭和睦，家庭里面要有交流的时间，这就是 Sabbath， 就是大家来一起来那个交心，对吧？一起来享受家庭的温暖。但是我们拼命要去赚钱，星期天也赚钱，星期六也赚钱，白天也赚钱，晚上也赚钱。
So it's a things from God is very simple. He wants us to enjoy our family life. He wants us to be rested as a Sabbath on Sabbath.So that we can have time with our families, and yet people want to work on Saturdays, on Sundays, and make money day and night.
所以神让我们做的是容易的。
So the things God wanted us to do are easy things.
我们要做的就是信。
The only thing we have to do is to believe in His words.
信他的话。
Just believe in His words.
我们借着圣餐今天来纪念耶稣为我们做成的一切。
So we will remember what Jesus has done in the during our communion.
对，我请阿文和丹肯来服侍一下圣餐。阿文朝我。
Yeah, so we ask our brothers to come and help us with the communion.